Tonys, a monthly feature on KYMN Radio, is produced by Art Makers, bringing together artists with disabilities and local professional and student artists to create art together and build community. And now your hosts, Andrew Rosso and Betsy Spethman.
Well, welcome to Townies, and I happy early birthday.
Oh, hey, thanks, man. You know how much I love my birthday.
Everyone loves their birthday.
Andrew, I'm noticing behind Rich on the wall is a beautiful photograph of a baseball field. Rich, what is that? Where is that? Is that?
That is Wrigley Field in Chicago.
All right, then. Excellent.
Yes, where I know you've been a few times.
Just once or twice. Yep. Just once or twice.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Which is perfect for our conversation today because we want to talk about pastimes, including America's pastime, and past and
baseball.
Past times. So the time that you and Andrew have spent together doing some radio work.
Right, right. I miss doing that show, B.
Yes.
Should we explain to people why I call you B?
For those of them that don't know yet.
All right. Do you remember why I call you B?
Yeah, because I was going to show you. Because I was showing you terminal,
right?
And I went to type your name, and McLovin said "B Rich" instead of just Rich.
Right, right. Yeah, Andrew was showing me how to make my computer talk to me, and it kept saying whenever it would address either one of us, it would end with B. Like it was calling both of us B, and we just started calling each other B, and it just stuck.
Well, you guys have a very colorful history together, that's for sure. And it's kind of cool how nicknames sort of just happen. And to have a nickname that, you know, is special between you and a friend, I think that's really fun. That's kind of it's a fun thing
to have. I think so, too.
Do you mean the Whistler?
What was the sound that the...
It was...
Right. And then I'd be like, ooh, that's just creepy. Yeah. We used to do a radio show together, you and me, called Remember Radio.
Yeah, Remember Radio. Yeah.
And it was set in the 1940s.
Yep, 1930s and 40s. Which brings us to one of our questions. Do you remember when you and I would make each other laugh and make each other hungry?
Yes. We did that all the time. Because truth be told, when we were working together, we were screwing around more than when we were doing anything else. I mean, it's we would just sit and make each other laugh for 2 hours, and then we'd go have lunch, you know?
and make each other hungry.
Make each other hungry, exactly.
That sounds like a great partnership. Andrew?
It was pretty fun.
So the Whistler was one of the sort of pieces that you guys used in Remember Radio, right?
Yeah. We would use radio serials like the Whistler. On our show.
Yeah, and then you and I would do all these jokes like, what is a radio cereal? And you'd be like, do I put milk on it?
I was a terrible influence on Andrew. The Reader's Corner was basically Andrew would give us a book report every week.
Mm-hmm.
It was,
which I haven't done for a while.
No. And it was some good books, too. We did King Arthur, no, Connecticut Yankee and King Arthur's Court, and we did 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, didn't we?
Yep. Yeah.
Tarzan of the Apes.
Tarzan of the Apes, yep.
Andrew, it's nice when you've got a book that you can recommend to other people, one that you enjoy and you like sharing it.
Absolutely.
One of the things that I really enjoyed listening to Remember Radio was when you guys would talk about travel and Rich's trips to Cuba. Rich was always planning a trip.
Yeah, man. I wish I'd actually made that trip to Cuba. That sounded really fun.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
I actually have a friend whose husband's from Cuba.
Is that right? So, yeah, we had to keep it interesting. So, you know, let's talk. And frankly, really, we just needed an excuse to play some Cuban music.
You guys played some awesome music.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We played some really fun music on that show.
You know what I'm curious about from both of you, and Rich, especially from you, because you're working in radio now. What do you admire about radio from generations past? We've talked a little bit about music and a little bit about the serial dramas.
Well, my favorite radio personalities from the past, this is going to surprise a lot of people, are the baseball play-by-play guys. The guys like Vin Scully and Halsey Hall from
Jason Benetti.
Jason Benetti, who does the Chicago White Sox and has CP, right?
Yep.
The way those guys would, and frankly, there are women who do it now too, obviously, but the way those people would be able to tell you exactly what was going on, do it in a really articulate, sometimes even poetic way. And like, you could just close your eyes and see exactly what they were seeing just through the words. And I admire anybody who can do that, because, you know, the first time I sat down to do my own radio show, I opened my mouth and nothing came out. So you've got to be a really special talent to be able to do that stuff.
So you like listening to the games and you like listening to the play-by-play, and I'm assuming you've seen a lot of games too. Anything you want to share about some of the best games you've seen?
Boy, I've seen a lot of baseball games. I used to work for the Twins. I worked there for 14 years. And I was at the very, in fact, I was at like the last three baseball games at the Metrodome, which were, one was really fun. The other two weren't, because we lost to the Yankees.
Which you hate.
I don't like the Yankees, no. But my favorite ballpark is Wrigley Field. Play-by-play guys. I went to Wrigley Field one time and watched Harry Carey, who was doing the play-by-play, lean so – he used to lead the seventh-inning stretch, take me out to the ballgame. And he leaned so far out the window, I thought he was going to fall out. And just trying to get the crowd going. But, yeah.
I sort of have
it was fun.
I have a feeling that if Harry Carey fell out of the window, the crowd would catch him.
Yeah, and they would. And Harry was not a small man.
That is true.
But they would have caught him anyway.
Full of enthusiasm, that's for sure.
So if Jason Vanetti would do the Chicago White Sox, I'd probably do the Dundas Dukes.
I'll bet you'd be really good at that too, B.
I'd have to practice.
Yeah, you would. It's a skill. You know, you really have to. You really have to work at it. And you know, that's why play-by-play people, they all come up through the minor leagues just the same way players do, because you have to get really good at it, and only the best get to the top.
Well, what does a play-by-play person do?
Well, they tell you exactly what's happening in the game.
Well, how would I do that if I can't see?
I'd sit right next to you and I'd tell you what's going on, and then you could talk about it.
Okay.
That's how we do it.
Yeah.
All right.
It's sort of like audio description for a ball game, Andrew.
Exactly. Exactly. And then you would report on it just like you do with your book reports. That'd be awesome. Mm-hmm.
Rich, tell us a little bit more about what you like about working in radio now. When you think about Remember Radio and how much fun the two of you had together, what are you enjoying these days?
I'm the news director now at KYMN. And I always wanted, you know, since I was a little kid, I wanted to be in journalism, and I've been in and out of journalism my adult life. And I these days I actually kind of refer to myself as the town crier, because I'm every morning I'm the guy who's telling you what happened yesterday in town, and I love that role. KYMN is the only free news available in Northfield. And it's kind of a responsibility to be accurate and find the most important stuff and make sure everybody knows what's going on. I really like that part of it. I like being able to inform. That's really fun. And then I do this other show called The Weekly List, which is really just...
Which I was on... as a guest.
You were on as a guest very early on, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
Yeah. And the reason I started to do the Weekly List actually Andrew, you probably know this, Betsy, you probably don't, was because as we were getting, you know, as we were developing, it took us about a year to develop Remember Radio and get a format together that we felt like we could take to the radio station. As we were getting close to that, I kind of thought to myself, well, I'm going to need to learn how to turn the knobs and push the buttons and make the microphones work and all that stuff. So I went to Jeff Johnson, who owns KYMN, and I said, you should put me on the radio. You should give me a show and teach me how to do all this stuff. And he said, okay. And that's how I got into radio really in the first place, is because of the show that Andrew and I were doing. And I really like doing this other show too, The Weekly List. I love music. I love music history. I like the stories behind songs, and I get to do this show now with my best friend of 35 years, Dan Moyer. And
I know about Dan.
Yeah, you know Danny. You've talked to Danny plenty of times. And
yep, Andrew, I wonder if Rich knows about the weekly show you had, the music show that you had on KRLX back in the olden days. Rich, do you know about Andrew's radio?
Yeah,
show?
I told him a little bit about it.
I don't know much about this.
All about Andrew. Yep, I've told you a little
bit.
Oh,
all about Andrew. I remember a little bit about it, but I don't know everything.
It was basically like a music show, and at one point I was with my other friend Harrison Reeder. I heard him dropping a coin on the counter, and I'm like, hey, wasn't that a dime?
Wow.
Harrison was probably pretty impressed. You could tell by the sound. One of the things that I really liked about that show, Andrew worked with different Carleton students, and they were co-hosts together, and they would do a different playlist every week.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a theme. Every week there was a theme for the playlist. And so it was different combinations of songs that Andrew would work on during the week and put together so that they could play they could play them on the air and talk a little bit about the music, but also about whatever the theme was for that week too. So really similar to the Weekly List, Rich.
Yeah. Yeah.
When we were getting ready for our Remember Radio episode, when we walked into KYMN, the first thing you said was, no, 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 no. And I'm like, why are you saying no like that? And you're like, because everything we recorded is gone.
Yep. Yep. It got a
yeah. And then we were doing the episode with I think it's called They Call It Stormy Weather. And you're like, I have some bad news. And I'm like, what is it? And you're like, we need to re-record everything.
Because who forgot to turn on the microphones? I forget to turn on the microphones all the time, too, to the point where you had to ask me every time we sat down to record, Rich, are the microphones on?
That sounds like teamwork, though.
Yes.
As Northfield's town crier and the person who shares information and also, you know, has a very strong sense of social connections across the community, it's been a really, it's been a really hard 2.5 years for social connections.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering,
yes,
what what thoughts you might have about what we can learn from conversation. Like, how can we learn from and how we approach conversation to either keep our connections or renew our connections?
Well, conversation, I mean, for a couple of years, really conversation was all we had. I mean, it was either over the phone or through email or a Zoom thing kind of like this. And I think the thing we got to keep in mind is that we are all we have, right? We need each other. We need to, and it became very apparent to me when COVID is so isolating and those, the pandemic years of quarantine months, so incredibly isolating. We have to maintain contact with each other. We have, in fact, you know, I know a lot of people shy away from technology and think that you know, social media is taking over our lives and all that. And there's, to a certain extent, I understand that. But we have to stay connected, because you can only take care of yourself so much. We have to take care of each other. And if I've learned anything over the last 2.5 years, it's that. And we have to keep in touch with each other. We have to reach out to each other.
And, yeah, we do.
You know, and Andrew, you're really good at that. Mm-hmm. You are really good at keeping in touch and making sure that everybody's okay. And I want you to know how much I appreciate that, dude.
Thanks, man.
All of us will just keep checking and we'll make sure that we keep conversation and keep connection with each other. Because I think you're right, Rich. What we have is each other.
Exactly. Exactly.
You've been listening to Townies, a monthly feature on KYMN Radio with host Andrew Rosso and Betsy Spethman. Townies is produced by ArtMakers, bringing together artists with disabilities with local, professional, and student artists to create art together and build community. Tune in on the first Thursday of each month for Townies.
95.1, The One.
There's a fire in your kitchen, and when your roof just won't stop leaking, I got your back without you even asking. If I gotta whoop somebody's ass, I'ma do it with passion. And when it gets too dangerous, no, I'm never out of touch. Gotta call 911. You can hit me up. Girl, you know I'm the one. Whenever you need some.